Welcome to the Daily Dumbass. I am Dipshit Dal. We got an exciting episode here for you today. And to be honest, I don't even recall what it is about. I have it set up currently where I have one episode that's called The 13 Families Part 1. And what I was going to do was dabble on into all of the 13 families that control the world and whatnot. But that's just a whole lot of shit to go down and list out and everything like that. So what I'm going to do for this 13 families that run the world part 2 is I'm going to do a pitch for a cartoon that I think would be pretty cool, and that's going to be a pitch that consists of like an adult animation cartoon. So check it here, folks, doing this pitch on the podcast, so that way I have proof that the pitch is out there. Now, if anyone decides to do the pitch, who am I to give two shits? But here's the pitch of the 13 Families cartoon. And it's basically, I don't know if it's going to be the 13 Families or if it's going to be called the 14th Family of the 13 Families. And it's going to go nowhere other than whatever satellite this goes up and sits on, and or cloud that this goes up and is stored on until it rains down into your phone and recycles up into your earbud and then processes through your brain and then goes back down into your phone and then recycles back up into the cloud. That's how podcasts work. If you didn't know, the podcasting wizards will take your voice that's recorded and throw it into a cloud, and then that cloud is just transmitted around the world and waited until it decides to rain from that cloud into someone else's phone, and then that phone acts as a catch for the rain, and then it sends it down the gutter, which is your earbuds, and from there it goes to your brain, and you probably don't remember any of it, but that's what we got going on here. And this episode is made possible by the friendly people of R&R Grow Farms, who have supplied me with some ganja to do some content for some episodes. And their first batches of stuff's about to hit the lab and then go to processing and then be available in anywhere in Oklahoma. So hit up R&R Grow Farms and get that going for you. And other companies, if you want to sponsor me or give me some products, I'm open to it. Hit me up on the gram at Dumbass Daily. And yeah, you know, if you're an edible company, if you're a Kratom company, if you're a Delta 8 company, if you are a mobster, kingpin, cartel, caponero, I don't know what that last one was, but if you're something like that and you want to launder some money, make an LLC and then pay me some money, and from that LLC, I'll do an ad. And then people could buy fake merchandise from your company, and you make money, and it cleans your money because you're giving it to me, and we're all good with that. So if you're a small business, a small edible company, if you're a growing company, if you're a coffee company, hell, I won't tell if you're even in the microdosing sectors of the world. I mean, I'll do a product review for you. Let me be part of the R&D department. Let me, U.S. government, Russian government, Chinese government, if you're listening and you guys want a willing participant for the MK Ultra projects, if you're going to tell me that you're going to give me some good trips, some good LSD, some good quality government LSD that they were able to give during the heyday of MK Ultra, then come on, let me know. I'll be a guinea pig, a test subject, a lab rat. And so yeah, here's my pitch. And I wanted to do a adult cartoon that, since it's a cartoon, anything could happen in it. And I wanted it to be based around the 13 families who run the world, but I wanted the main person in this world of creation to be the son of the president. Now, this president that we're talking about ran on the platform of just shaking shit up and ended up winning as a third party. So that's where I'm at with this. The dad is the newest president of these United States, and he is not a member of one of the original parties, which means whenever he's not a member of one of those parties, he's also not one of the original 13 families. So basically, this dude just ran on the platform of shaking shit up. He didn't think he was going to win, he ends up winning. And I don't want it to get too much into the whole political campaign. So it was basically going to be like a Rocky montage of him running for president in the beginning. And then at the end of that 1 minute montage, he's like, oh, I really shook shit up. I guess I won. And he's like questioning every bill that he's supposed to sign in and everything like that. And zoom out, and you got his son playing outside of the Oval Office. And the dad tells him that he's not going to be able to take him to school, that the that he's got some more questions about these bills. And as the president's asking all these questions, all the Secret Service and all the workers of the White House and all the people are kind of like malfunctioning because these questions are being asked and they're not supposed to be asked because it's just the agenda. Like, it's what they're supposed to do. You're not supposed to ask questions of it. So, okay, sorry about that interruption. But like I was saying, so the president is questioning all these papers and he's making everyone malfunction because no one's ever really questioned the agenda. They just follow along blankly. And zoom out, and the youngest son, or his son, Sam, is outside waiting to be taken to school. Now, Sam has been told that he's not going to be able to be taken to school because of his father's important documents that he has to go over and questions he needs answered. So he tells him that they'll catch up later. Well, as the dad slash president shuts the door, then in flies an eagle from the opposite end of the room, and the eagle drops Sam off a letter saying that Sam has been invited to the Wizards of Economic Control school for the young elite. I know it's a long name. So you got bald eagles delivering letters, and Sam's off to a wizard school. Once he goes to the wizard school, he doesn't quite have his uniform yet, and everyone is walking around in the same uniform, and the hallways are all just kind of really monotoned and not a lot going on. And the secretary looks like she is like a secretary from Mad Men. And Sam makes that comment to her later when they're walking down the hallway. And so as they're walking through, Sam's just saying all types of questions and making her eyes twitch and she's losing her mind. And then they get to a line full of kids taking their the kids waiting in the line, basically, we'll say that. And then while these kids are waiting in line, they stumble upon Brian. Now, the secretary tells Brian to go ahead and show Sam around the school and that they will get back in line when they're done. And Brian starts walking Sam around and showing him what all the school has. And then everything's just really, really clean and really monotone. As they turn the corner, there's like a decoration on the wall. And Brian starts saying that his dad is on the wall, and his dad before him, and his dad's dad, and his dad's dad's dad, and so on. And same thing with his mom. Sam asks him something like, oh, so this is like your family tree? And Brian's like, no, it's not our family tree. This is our alumni. And it's a whole wall that is basically the family tree of all the elites. And as they're walking through, Sam just keeps on asking Brian questions and making him kind of malfunction. And throughout the episode, they're walking through and just stuff that people who have been brainwashed wouldn't really notice. And then they get back to the line, and Sam asks Brian just enough questions to where Brian's not really interested in what's in the end of the line, and he passes on it. But like the whole time, Brian keeps telling Sam that they're going to line for recess. Like Sam keeps asking, "Oh, where's all the kids at?" And Brian says, "Oh, they're at recess, or they're in line." It's really what all he keeps on answering. Just they're just in line. And then once they do full circle and get back around, turns out the in line is just them waiting in line to get their little brainwashing pill and then back on about their day. So this series is basically going to be Sam and Brian wandering through this Wizarding of Economic Control school and just shaking shit up a little bit. And the president's going to be asking all types of questions and causing robots to freak out, the elite lizard people to kind of melt their mind, and just kind of going to be a really, really interesting show that will possibly never happen. But that's my pitch for the 14th Family, or the WEC, Wizards of Economic Control. I'm Dipshit Dallas, Daily Nomos.